the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, yo, I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
That's some good sound and audio. What's up, you guys? Ray. I'm the audio technician on the show. I'm from the North. I'm an alpha male, and I love to shotgun White Claws. If you do the same, hashtag it, Sore Losers Shotgun. We'll hit you with that retweet, baby.
And guys, did you see the best Sore Loser shotgun in the history of Sore Loser shotguns?
I do not endorse that shotgun. I didn't retweet it. I didn't even finish the whole video. I saw what the little kid was trying to do. Didn't even watch it.
It was awesome.
No, I'm not taking part of a kid pretending to shot, even teaching him what a shotgun is. I'm not a part of that.
No,
life.
He listens to the. He's a huge fan of ours. He's
I don't want him to know what a shotgun is at age 7. Sorry,
coach. We had the show Jackass that we learned everything. These kids.
Yes, and look how you all turned out like a bunch of jackasses.
Coach, you are going to rain on this kid's parade. He's going to hear this and he's going to be so dude,
but,
it was so awesome. It was ginger ale and he chugs the ginger ale and then it's like he pours it on his head like at the end. He's like, when he finished. It was awesome. It was the best one we've had. I loved it.
And don't try to hide shotguns from your kids, the beer kind. They're going to find out about it. Don't try to hide sex. They're going to find out about it.
Don't try to hide sex. You're going to have sex in front of your kids. And you're going to shotgun beers in front of your kids.
Got to learn somehow.
Okay.
That explains a lot, right?
That explains a lot.
I mean, it was the best Sore Loser shotgun. I can't believe you didn't retweet it.
Nah, I can't retweet that.
I'll tell you guys the best one that hasn't happened yet. About 5 chicks in bikinis.
See, you know ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying. Some co-eds, we're still waiting for that one.
Y'all are age discriminating. Like, I do not understand. Why. Did you want?
Oh, maybe an 80-year-old doing it? Okay, that might be
okay,
the funniest.
I would love
best.
That. I would love a senior. Shotgun in a beer.
Hey, some guy at the nursing home. Oh, Sonny, hand me over that old Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's best. He shotguns it and then passes out.
The best thing I have ever seen is I was at my cousin's wedding in Oklahoma, and her dad's good friend from the military, his name was Norm. He was 83 years old, okay? And Norm was putting down flaming Dr. Peppers with us.
That's a shot. It's on fire?
It's on fire.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Bacardi 151.
What kind of wedding were you at?
Some other stuff, but that shot tastes just like a Dr. Pepper. Isn't
that
crazy?
I am telling you, but Norm was 83.
Oh, careful on the flaming Dr. Peppers. And my buddy's a bartender, burned himself.
And he?
Did he?
Yeah. South Beach?
No, it was
Billy?
McGee, guy I went to Costa Rica with.
Oh, but I mean, McGee. I couldn't believe an 83-year-old with double hearing aids, with a cane, is throwing down flaming Dr. Peppers at my cousin's wedding.
That's awesome, man.
You can take the old guy out of the party. You can't take the party out of the old guy. He's still going to have it from college.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Let's start the show with the game we love. Would you rather?
Game on!
All right. Are you ready?
You're ready.
Would you rather laugh uncontrollably at every single joke, even the bad ones? Or cry uncontrollably at any sign of something sad.
You don't want to give your boy credit?
Taylor Dial.
Yeah, all right. That's Taylor Dial's.
See,
would you rather.
I was going to do it, but yesterday I already had one, but before I saw it, that's why I didn't do it yesterday. I wasn't hating on his, but you
Taylor,
went on.
Taylor, I've thought about this since you tweeted it 2 days ago. I think that I would like to cry more. I don't cry very often. I think it's healthy to cry. I can't get myself to think that way. You know, like, oh, I crying's good for your, like, I can't do that. Like, any minute I feel like I'm going to cry, I stop myself. I'm like, don't cry. And I need to learn how to let myself cry. So, Taylor, for you, I'm going to pick cry uncontrollably because I need to start doing that more in my life.
Yeah, I'm fine with laughing all day long. That was the first option, right? I already, guys,
I laugh all day long.
I'm with my girlfriend laughing my ass off at the stuff she does. Around you guys. You guys are very, very funny people. When I'm on this podcast, I have people tweet me and say, don't laugh that much. And I'm like, I'm sorry. They're really funny people.
No, some of yours is over the top and there's nothing funny said and you laugh like we
nah,
just...
I like it when he does that.
Oh, okay.
So that's the thing. I'm in that weird place right now. I'm not a regular host. I don't know the exact amount of times to laugh, so I'm still figuring that out.
No, you be you.
But if something is funny, I'm going to laugh just right. Like I'm in Vegas with my boys and I've gotten 10 drinks down. I'm going to laugh my ass off. So I'm fine with laughing, guys. Give me a laugh.
Oh, so you're going to stay with the way you are. Okay.
It has to be the laugh. You have to laugh uncontrollably at jokes, even if they're bad.
No. At anything, Coach. No, uncontrollably.
It says at any joke, good or bad.
Oh, any joke.
It doesn't say just anything.
Oh, I thought this was just life.
You're not just walking down the street laughing the whole time.
That's what I thought. All day. All night.
No, because you're not paying attention because you're watching the golf on your computer.
Yeah, Coach, it's a sports podcast. I'm learning.
I understand.
It's research.
But you zone out because you're watching the shots.
It's not true. I'm watching the shots while listening to you talk.
So he's playing DraftKings.
So, crying, there's so much sad stuff in the world.
There's not a lot. Okay,
there's not?
I'm sorry.
Everything,
there's a ton.
There is a ton. So you'd be crying every moment of the day, and that would just get old to cry. And crying is exhausting. You are emotionally drained after you
laughing
cry.
Laughing is exhausting, you idiot.
Hey, if Lunch was known as the guy that cries all the time, oh, dude, we can't invite him. He's going to freaking cry when he gets drunk.
That's what I'm saying. You would cry
every time
everywhere.
He gets drunk, he starts crying. Great, you guys. Lunch is coming to the party. He's going to be
gonna
crying
cry
all night.
What honey, I'm going to the grocery store. What do we need to bring for the party? Is Lunchbox coming? Yeah, Kleenex. We got ribs, beer. A random call.
Answer.
Hey.
I mean, it's something. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. This call may be monitor or recorder. My name is Sam Ellis.
This is him.
My name is Sam Ellis.
What is this call referring to?
Were you born in Del Rio?
A business matter.
Oh, what business?
A personal business matter?
How much money?
What business?
I don't know who you are. There's more than one people on the phone, so I will have to terminate the call.
No, we're all into business.
There you go.
She could have killed three birds with one stone.
I mean, she could have got three business partners right here.
Could
have. She's like, you know how
matter.
You guys have people hanging
hey,
up on you?
You know I what? I got people. An email yesterday. Hold on. I'll read you the email I got.
Hey, she told her coworkers, you know how people usually hang up? I had three guys just join in on the call.
Yeah, they were all about it. I got an email.
They called one of their buddies down the hallway. And
it was saying that they have my I can be in an investment in their $10 million thing, and I can get 40% of it.
Oh, really? Where do we sign up?
I'm in.
Dang, I forgot.
We're that easily sold.
Yeah, we're like, oh, how do we get on it?
We'd be the worst sharks ever.
Something about a Nigerian prince. I'm in.
Dang it, I must have hit it spam on the.
Oh, you think, Coach?
Well, I wanted to open it, but I was scared that
he fights through his spam filter and still reads the emails.
Coach, just let
Coach,
it go.
That's what those spam filters
that's
are
what
put
they're
in
there
place
for. Delete them.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's start talking about NBA, boys.
Holy crap. Tonight.
Nothing happened last night.
Last night. Last night.
Dead
day.
Last night, I felt naked.
What?
Whoa.
I felt naked.
At what time?
The whole night. Because I sit down on the couch. I'm like, oh, let me watch some NHL.
Nope.
Oh, no, there's no
nothing.
NHL. Oh, let me get some NBA.
Nothing.
No NBA. Okay, what about
baseball?
There was some baseball.
Oh, you were chock full.
Lots of baseball.
And today, guys, game start early. If you're listening to this, they're on right now.
Yeah, it's getaway day.
Is that what it is?
That's what they call it.
The final game of the series?
Yes. That's why Sunday they usually play a lot of day games, and Thursdays if there's game, they play. It's called getaway day because you got to get to the next city because you got a series that starts on Friday.
Swear to God, never followed any of the time thing. Always followed baseball. Never understood that why there's day games sometimes, and now I know.
Yeah. Getaway day.
Because today, almost every game's a day game.
Because teams have to get to the next city because they have the new series starting on Friday.
Wait, and they have to get
they
away.
Fly on Southwest? Want to get away? Maybe it's brought to you by Southwest. Getaway games.
Oh, boy.
Thursday, getaway games brought to you by Southwest. Ding! Want to get away?
I mean, dude, baseball is kind of corny like that. One time the White Sox had a deal with 7-Eleven. They started every damn home game at 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
That is so stupid.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, no.
Guys, can we get it started?
Well,
I get
guys,
the promo 7-Eleven.
You think it's cheap? I mean, it's cheesy, but they're making money. 7-Eleven paid a good, pretty little penny for
what
that.
What time's the game set at? Oh, 7-Eleven. Got me again. Okay. Thank you, guys.
I mean, it's smart by 7-Eleven.
All you zombies are like 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Gotta get a Slurpee.
7-Eleven.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. And then you can go to 7-Eleven afterwards. You're on your way home. Like, oh, you should stop at 7-Eleven.
I've been thinking about it all day.
Question. 7-Elevens aren't really around.
Yeah, they're around.
They're around?
Mm-hmm. I thought the same thing, too, because they're not here.
Oh, they're not here in Nashville.
They're more popular in the north. But when we travel, I see them all over the place.
What about, there was a gas station in our hometown called Come and Go. You ever heard it?
Yes, K-U-M.
Yes.
Not C-U-M. Excuse
me? I mean, what?
Come and Go?
Yes, it's still around, too.
Stop it.
K-U-M.
Coach, it opened across from our middle school. We were all like, oh, my God, is this for real?
K-U-M, Coach.
Guys, that store is literally, and as kids, we just learned all the stuff about bodies and stuff. Coach,
But
really, it wouldn't be a big deal if it was C-O-M-E.
I know,
and go.
But they spell it oddly, K-U-M.
Right.
And they're putting up the sign, the electric sign across from our school. Coach, we're at recess laughing our asses off. Like, is this a joke? Come and go.
In middle school?
Yeah, of course.
Did you know what that was in middle school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew it was called that?
But you want to know something?
You didn't?
No.
Hey, what were you doing in middle school?
It was sperm when I was in middle school.
Dude, oh.
High school is what I knew what that was.
Dude,
that
we
word.
Had...
That's what I'm talking about. The word. He's freaking out about the spell
you.
That
okay,
way.
Okay, I got you.
I didn't even know what that word meant until high school.
We had two gas stations to choose from. You want to know the one we picked?
Come and Go.
Come and Go.
You've got to go to Come and Go. You would have to.
Hey, and they're so dumb. Like, they don't sell merch. They would... kill at merchandise.
Come and Go?
Yes.
It would be bigger than the gas.
Huge. Everybody would be wearing Come and Go t-shirts, but they just don't. I don't know. Maybe they have them. I don't know. But there's a store, a fishing bait shop in Florida where we go with my friends, the Isaiah and them. And every time, their place is right across this fishing bait shop called Master Bait. And they separate master and bait.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like, and they take full.
They do it on purpose.
They take full advantage of it. Yeah. They have all sorts of bumper stickers and t-shirts and like best bait shop in America.
Did you
master
guys,
bait.
Did you guys catch yourselves a couple times?
I think that.
Hey, Isaiah, Zeke, master bait. What?
Oh, we do it all the time
all the
in front of the kids. Where I was just like, hey, you guys want to go fishing? Yeah. We should stop at master bait then.
And
they're like,
wait, bait. So do you laugh and the kids are like, what are you talking about?
Nah, they don't even notice that we're laughing. They just think like, yeah, bait shop, yeah.
And the wives are like.
Oh, they're rolling their eyes.
So it's sort of like Disney movies that make adult jokes because they got to keep the adults informed or entertained, and that's what they do.
Master, bait, and tackle. And I will tell you right now here in Bonita Springs, and they do have a slogan.
Do they have a number?
Yeah.
Let's call them.
You want to call them?
Yeah, let's call them, see how much it is for master bait.
Okay. You dial it up.
What are we going to ask him?
I don't know. You take
call,
the call.
Call.
Ready, Coach?
And then can you look up Jose Canseco's number? Because I'm going to Vegas this
239?
Hey, turn it down so people don't know the number.
Well, he's going to say it.
Yeah, we'll edit it out. 239.
Here, I'll just put you down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what? Here's the point. They can look it up if they want.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It's a phone number.
239-992-2553.
All right, we should be good, boys.
Any idea what we're going to say to them?
No, you do it.
Come on.
Ray?
I don't even know if it picked up.
Oh.
You have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again.
Is master bait out?
Hey. Oh, okay, here's their slogan. You can't beat our bait. That's their slogan.
Coach, slogan or not, they're out of business.
You can't beat our bait.
No, God.
It may be off-season. Maybe off-season for fishing.
Off-season? It's summer, dude.
I'm following a guy on Instagram. He's caught like 10 fish in
a
bay.
Yeah, I got some friends that live in Alaska. Right, they were pulling fish out of the pond.
Maybe they went fishing.
It's the off-season. My boy just caught a shark the other day.
Hey, welcome to Master Bait. You can't beat our bait. Can I help you?
They're all over that.
They're all over it.
Man, okay. Wow. I didn't know we were going baiting today. Master baiting.
Well, it just came to me.
Yeah.
you get it?
So tonight... It's Drake. And we talked about Drake yesterday,
he's
right?
So slow.
And he's all over the TVs.
Right.
They're showing him.
Well, I forgot about the Drake curse. That's why he doesn't wear.
I was just looking that up.
He doesn't wear Toronto gear anymore because he kept whatever team he would wear, Alabama, Toronto.
It showed him at
they would
McGregor fight.
Yeah, he was with McGregor. Everybody he wears loses.
This is amazing.
And so everybody on Twitter and social media kept calling it the Drake curse.
They
would post pictures of him wearing the uniform, the gear of whatever school or whatever team, and they would lose. And so Drake said, you know what? I have to stop this, and I cannot wear Toronto gear because I am the curse. So he's trying to reverse the curse by not wearing the gear.
And you know what he was wearing? His hoodie was two owls. get ready to go extinct, birds. At the zoo, no more owl. It was like two owls on his shirt. That's the thing.
Oh, because raptors are, you know, they're around.
Not that, but I'm saying he jinxes everything, and it's reversed the
curse.
I think
just sports events.
Or he could wear Bucks gear, and he could jinx them.
All the deer die in the world?
Dude, what if that was a thing to punk the other team? You wear their jerseys and stuff like that?
Oh, that's funny. See, I would. That is funny.
So if Drake was wearing a rat, not a rat,
he should
Bucks,
wear a
Bucks.
I'm Giannis.
Get him an Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed that you can say his name.
My nephew taught me, and
I cannot say it to him.
Antetokounmpo?
Dude, my nephew doesn't know anything.
Antetokounmpo.
Hey, dude, my nephew doesn't listen in school at all, never learns, and he goes, Uncle A.
Never learned.
His name's Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm like, that's amazing. Yeah. I learned it from my nephew.
Coach, you're so on to something. If he went for the opposing team and wore their stuff, then he curses them.
Amazing.
Genius.
That's why they call me the sports genius. It would look weird for him to
Ray came up with that.
No, I said it.
Oh, you
and then he piggybacked.
Sorry, I was watching golf.
Exactly.
Why did he not think of this, though? It would be such a funny thing if he was wearing a Bucks jersey at Toronto.
Yeah, at Toronto. Crazy. Yes. And going crazy every time Toronto scores a basket.
And then all the people are like, why is he doing that?
Why is he not talking about it.
It's the curse.
Dude, he was wearing some dumbass sweatshirt with owls on it. Why did he not get creative?
Yeah,
who's his creative team?
I think he's his own creative team.
Is he?
I don't know. I mean, you might have somebody. But here's tonight. Tonight is... They're back home. The Bucks are back home. Everybody's freaking out because the Raptors won two in a row.
Yeah, is Drake going to be at this one?
No, because it's in Milwaukee. I don't think he'll go to it. I think he only goes to the We the North. He's only at home games.
He doesn't travel with him.
Doesn't have a passport.
We talked about this yesterday, right?
No, he does have a passport. Did you see the private jet he's building?
I saw it.
Oh, my gosh.
He's building one?
Yeah. It's like $38 million or something. Like crazy... Like, and it showed inside of it. It's like the Drake Mobile or something.
Wow. Well, he's not going to be going to, what's the other team? Oracle. He's not going to be going to California in that. He's going to be chilling up. Yep, just up there in Toronto.
Oh, he's not going to be going to Golden State for the final. He could be going to California for a...
Why? Because you don't think they'll win?
He might have a tour stop, but he's not going to go to
tour stop.
Games. Yeah.
Because you don't think they'll win?
No.
Giannis, tonight, guys, this is when... Listen, he's going to win the regular season MVP this year, and... If you're the regular season MVP, tonight's the night you need to step up.
Is it even a close race, or is he far
and away? I think he's the winner. I don't think there's...
Harden's the other guy?
Get out of here. Don't bring Harden.
Who's the other one?
Don't bring Harden.
For the season MVP?
I think Paul George is a finalist.
You got to put Beard in there.
And James Harden is a finalist. The NBA does it so stupidly. They announce finalists, and then they have an award ceremony at the end of the year. Like, they should have already...
You're losing. You're forgetting Joker.
He is not going to be... You can Google. There's finalists who they already announced them.
Oh,
I'm
he's
saying,
probably not even a finalist.
I don't understand why they have an award ceremony. It drags it. Like I forget about it. Once the NBA Finals is over, I don't care about who the MVP was. I want to know right now so I can be like, you're the MVP. You should be.
Oh, there's only three.
It's Paul George, Giannis, and James Harden. Right.
That's it. Yeah, it's gonna be Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, it'll be Giannis.
Yeah, because they don't want to give.
They're not gonna give one to loser.
Well, they already. I think they vote before the playoffs.
Oh, did
why didn't we get a vote?
Yeah, why don't we get to vote in these things?
I do wonder how you get to vote. Like we cover sports.
Spurs fans.
I'm telling
vote
you, keep this
finalists.
Up for a couple years, we're gonna be voting for some stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we'll be able to keep it up for a couple years because Eddie only doesn't like doing it every day. Speaking of, we're not gonna be doing this tomorrow.
Why not?
Because it's Memorial Day weekend, and
see, I didn't bring it up. I'd love to be here.
Talk about your trip.
And I am going to Las Vegas tomorrow.
I can't tell you how jealous I am.
I am going to Las Vegas tomorrow, and so I have to go
home. I'm
giving
you money.
What do you want me to bet?
Roulette.
Why? I don't understand. In the world today where you have a computer and you can easily place your own bet any day of the week.
No, he wants me to play roulette.
And he wants
no,
to give.
No, roulette.
You can do it on the computer.
No.
You want to play roulette
do
right
not
now?
Do not be the person that plays roulette.
You
want
to go live roulette right now, and it takes you to a live cam of some...
Yeah, and they'll let you win when you bet a dollar. When you bet $500, they'll make you lose.
Do you feel more confident?
No, it's a live camera.
Yeah. Live it, love it. Do you love online roulette? Are you confident in that, or do you have to go to Vegas? I am just not confident in the online gaming.
No way!
I mean, who actually, and maybe poker, when you can have some strategy, who honestly unloads money on craps or roulette or whatever?
Online, exactly. Well, the same guy that
there's
sits
no
across.
No difference than doing a slot machine online or a slot machine in Vegas.
Okay. Different. No, I disagree. But
no,
Ray.
No,
I was going to say.
All those machines are all programmed.
Ray is saying this, but then when he goes to Vegas, he sits there and plays bubble craps.
Yes.
He doesn't even play the real
thing.
Exactly.
That's why you can't take him seriously.
And I told you, because of peer pressure. Because they frown on you, guys, if you go against what everybody
today,
else does.
In this day of age, we don't need to go to Vegas anymore gamble.
No,
we
I
do
am,
not.
How fun is it to sit on your computer and hit?
How fun is it for Ray to give you the money and not know what happens until till Tuesday morning?
What a good point.
We gave it to our we gave it to our one buddy that one time. He was supposed to video it,
oh my
and
God.
He like was too scared to go to the table.
He was six miles away.
So it's a Saturday night. We've all thrown our plans to the wayside. We're fascinated by this roulette spin. We're all trying to get $100, and he's so far away you can't even tell what the ball rolls on. I mean, talk about we did win. Thank God.
But, oh, and then the idiot brought the chips back with him.
I mean, yeah, he didn't cash us chips.
How dumb do you have to be to bring the chips back?
Everybody knows you have to cash the chips before you leave Vegas. What, are you going to turn those into a gas station?
Yeah, you're not going to go to 7-Eleven after the White Sox game and be like, oh, here you go, here's my chips.
And that's why you can just cash out on your website and you have the money in no time.
Oh, gosh. But speaking of the NBA, David Silver, the commissioner.
That was Stern.
Adam Silver. Sorry.
Yeah, you screwed it up, too.
I was
David
getting David. I combined them.
Yeah, David Stern.
He said
Adam
they are going
Daniel
to look
Stern.
At starting West Coast NBA games earlier in the evening.
Thank
that
you.
That sucks. For the people that live there, that sucks.
He said because
you have to take a day off to go to
a
game.
The games will start at 6 o'clock.
They're still going to start normal.
What are you talking about? If it starts at what time for us? 6 o'clock for Central?
No. 6 o'clock, I think, over there because
Coach,
it starts at...
Well, guys, that'll still be 9 o'clock for us. 9 o'clock for East Coast.
Well, then maybe it's going to be earlier.
It's earlier than that. Coach,
I mean, it can't be...
You realize in Vegas, NFL football starts at 9 in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
It's different
for
them.
So we can get it at noon.
So we get it at noon. These games we're getting at 9...
We're talking about NBA, Coach.
Yeah, well,
these are Monday through
so
Friday.
So they're moving them up. I bet they move them up to probably 4 or 5.
And that sucks.
That's awesome. Then we
That's
get
us
prime
for us.
Time. That's perfect for us. That's
good for us, sucks for them.
Sucks for them. It does suck for them because they are...
And guys, we have listeners that live in California and the West Coast, Arizona. Like, they live over there, and it's going to affect them.
Not Mo from Tampa.
Vegas.
Not the dude from OKC.
And Mo from Tampa still... I mean, if they move it to 6 o'clock, Mo from Tampa's still going to have to stay up and start a game at 9 or 10.
None of them start that late.
They said 6 p.m. local time in the West.
About? Right now, currently, a lot of these games start. These West Coast games start at for us. What 8:39?
9
o'clock.
So it's 10 o'clock.
So
East Coast.
For Mo, that's 10 p.m.
That's what I was trying to tell you how bad it is for the East Coast the other day, and you argued with us, but then you realized our point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So what he's saying is 6 p.m. West Coast time. So it would still be 9 o'clock on the
still
East Coast.
Late, boys.
But it's still an hour or an hour and a half earlier than it usually is. So he's just saying because the ratings have been down in the NBA all this year, and I think that's a little bit because you have the super team. Everybody expects the Warriors to win. But he said, you know, at 10:30, 11, you see TVs start turning off on the East Coast, so you're losing a lot of
they ain't turning off.
Eyeballs.
They're going to Skinemax.
Yeah, it's interesting because I do feel like not a lot of people are watching these playoffs. Like, I don't know. There's just not a lot of hype. I don't see a lot of cross-promotion, like, you know, during other shows or whatever.
I mean, do you see women talking about them at all?
I don't really just see, yeah.
But they do advertise the WNBA's coming up during the NBA playoffs. If you want to watch that, they do cross-promote.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Well, no, because they're owned by the same. Yes.
I mean, I got to beg a bartender to put on an NBA game, guys.
It's weird, man. We're in the post.
You know what's weird is that here locally, they have the Stanley Cup playoffs on the radio, but they don't have the NBA playoffs on the radio.
Yeah, because
why?
Because we don't have an NBA team.
I don't care.
We didn't have an NBA team in Austin, and they did all the good ones. They did all playoff games, football,
everything.
It makes
no sense that the NBA is so much bigger than the NHL.
But here's the thing, though. If you're a hockey town, if your city has a hockey team,
that's what it is. Then
you're all in. You're all in the NHL. Like, you have to just be all in. I see more Preds gear, license plates, flags at people's houses than I see anything else.
Oh yeah, way more than the Titans.
More than Titans. More than Tennessee. Than University of Tennessee. Like,
but the reason is because the Preds went to the Stanley Cup Finals. They win.
Right.
If the Titans went to the Super Bowl, you would see Titan stuff everywhere the next couple of years.
I agree with that.
And that's what happens. You get bandwagon fans that they get caught up in the hysteria, and then if you don't win for a couple of years, it'll die back down.
Well, it's about to die back down.
Well, I just feel like currently, I think all the radio stations or whatever, they're just thinking like, NHL, NHL, NHL. We don't have a basketball team. Who cares? Memphis is our closest. Who cares?
Yes. And prediction time.
Uh-oh.
The sporting news came out, and they said the national title game next year for college football, they have Clemson taking on
Alabama.
Bama.
The University
of Alabama.
Bama. Of
Bama. Alabama.
Texas.
Wow.
They have the Longhorns playing for a national championship.
Back. What's their streak?
Against Clemson.
What's their streak of calling it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe zero.
Maybe
I don't
zero.
Know. I'm just saying.
I mean,
Texas fans, that means you're going into the season with a lot of hype, a lot of expectations. They said with QB Sam Ellinger back, wide receiver Colin Johnson, and running back Keontae Ingram, look for Texas.
Lil Jordan, did he get drafted?
No.
Oh.
I think he went undrafted.
Wow. Lil Jordan Humphreys.
He was good. So he can't play at UT anymore?
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Let's see if he signed with somebody.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw that at you, but
no, I'm pretty
thought about that because you didn't. I was like, "Whoa, interesting." Dude, was he a senior?
No.
Wow, this story's getting worse and worse.
He signed with the Saints.
Okay, right. But he didn't get drafted. They just picked him up after the draft.
Right?
Huh?
You run some routes in NOLA, they'll realize.
What's crazy? I can't believe he didn't get drafted.
Yeah.
But
after a great year,
he was awesome. When he played, I was like, "This dude is going first round." I mean, I thought he was so not first round, but I thought. For sure, someone's taking a chance on him. He can ball.
And Ellinger is what? He's a sophomore?
Junior now.
He's a junior now.
That's so awesome.
They have Texas pumped. In the national championship game against Clemson.
Good pretty job, cool. Sporting News.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's a group text.
Oh, group text. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was something important.
Nah.
I mean, look, that's really all I mean.
I mean, what kind of predictions do you guys have?
I don't. It's
I mean,
way too
it's
early.
Way
I'll,
too
I'll
early.
Tell you what. I'll take Clemson.
I like Clemson, Alabama.
I'll take Clemson.
No, in the championship.
I'll take Clemson. I don't know. I don't know. It's way too early. We're still in the NFL.
I know, but
NFL.
These guys are like obviously.
I know,
to...
but they're putting out their scouting. They do their whole scouting magazine or whatever, yeah. You know, like in the season preview. And so you have to have a prediction. We got time. I need to read up on teams. These people have done their research. I haven't. All I know is the Bucks are going to the NBA Finals. They're going to win tonight. Listen. We didn't come in today. We didn't have a lot because there was nothing really going on last night. We just wanted to talk, chat it up.
It's the same thing. A dead day at college, at school. The next day, you just with your buddies. There's not a lot going on. It was dead day the day before.
Yeah, and we're going off tomorrow. We're not going to be here. So don't be mad at us. We're telling you ahead of time.
Okay.
For the record, I wanted to come in, but.
Well, you can come in.
Nah, I mean, I want to do it without you guys.
Hey,
no, Ray will be here. You can do it with him.
Ray, do you want to do it with me?
I might be splitting right at
exactly.
10.
Thank
no,
you, guys.
No, I'll do it with you. But you got to bring
now
some.
Now you know.
No, last time you and me did it together, we said that Nolan Arenado got 1,000 home runs and it was 1,000 hits. You freaking idiot.
Me?
No,
I'm
no.
The idiot.
I'm just saying we're all so dumb because we all rolled with it. Even Christine, I'm putting her under that too.
I'm covered. I always say I don't know the who's or the what's.
So stupid.
You have no excuse.
Coach, we almost blew through the Spurs, too. You were saying the Spurs were out of the playoffs. They were still
no,
in
they
it.
Were mentally.
No, yeah, you covered there. Good job, dude.
All right, we
oh,
good,
man,
boys?
That is so funny.
Hey, if people want to meet up with you in Vegas, what hotel you at?
I'm going to be at Caesars. I'm staying at Caesars Palace.
Why do you stay at Caesars? You love Caesars, huh?
I think there's only the second time I've stayed at Caesars.
Yeah, but you've always come back. You're like, Caesars. Like, what? Why? What is that?
It's really nice.
There?
It's a nice one.
It's a nice one.
You don't know anyone that hooks you up with rooms or anything?
No. No.
Coach.
What was your problem?
Coach, just messing with you, man.
But I am supposed to meet up with Brady. Brady
Brady. Tom Brady?
No, not Brady. No, not Tom Brady. He's
Brady
not
Quinn.
No. No. Oh, Brady Quinn, maybe. But Brady is at OTAs. I mean, all the NFL teams are starting off-season, you know, workouts.
Why don't you do a meetup? Like, meet up at some certain bar, like, on Saturday.
Well, I don't know how many people in Vegas. I mean, this dude, Brady.
No, we have listeners in Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
I'm trying to find his name. Hold on.
What's something going on at a certain time on Saturday?
Baseball.
That you know you're going to be watching.
I don't know.
Oh, God, it's hard to predict. Vegas is tough, man.
I don't know I'm going to be doing.
Vegas is tough. You start at 9. You're like, roll out of bed. You're like, you get downstairs by 9. You start drinking a little Bloody Mary at breakfast, and then, dude, by noon, you could be completely trash. You have no idea what's going on.
That's the
and
thing.
You promised everyone you would meet them somewhere at 3.
The sports for weekends? I don't know if this is the best one.
What are you talking about?
No NBA.
NBA, yeah, tonight, game 6 will be Saturday.
No, you say there's going to be no game 6.
There has to be a game 6 because they're tied 2-2. Oh. So it's impossible for there not to be a game 6 unless tonight's game counts as 2 wins.
It could.
So at least you got NBA finals. Baseball's
no, it's not
shoot.
NBA finals.
Close to finals. But baseball's a crap.
This
shoot.
Isn't called the finals?
What? Eastern Conference finals?
Okay.
So that's what he meant. You want to go semantics.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Hey, careful on the baseball betting, dude.
What do you mean careful? I'm having a blast baseball betting. I mean having a blast.
No, I'm gonna be betting baseball parlays for
Coach,
sure.
Coach, you right. Parlay the crap out of it. Have fun. And are you going to try our new technique? Our tradition, we go to Vegas first time, we walk into the casino. The first thing that we do is we put $100 on red.
Yeah.
We've done this for years.
Now,
we're changing it up.
I need to look at the roulette wheel.
You need to change it up. Oh, you're going to try to divide it?
No. I need to know what else is around red 21.
I'll tell you.
Because we used to do $100 on red. Now I want to do $25 on 4 different numbers. And win big.
No. Coach.
What?
No.
We were going to do $25 on red 21, 4 spins.
4 spins.
That's right.
I'm a 13
I feel
guy.
Like, I feel like that's what we need to do. Red 21 hits all the time. I promise. Every time I walk by, I look at the history. There it is. Red 21.
Really?
Just hit. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think we're going to change it to $25, red 21, 4 times.
So then if it doesn't, you just...
Well,
do a
coach.
Big,
oh, here it is. His name's Brady Behrens.
Barons. Yeah.
He says, so what do I, when do I get to buy you a shot in Vegas this weekend?
Love it.
Just go to Caesars.
And I said,
Brady.
I mean, I'm sure there's a good time to have a shot in Vegas. That's the kind of guy I am.
Oh, hey, or meet Brady out to where his hood. I'm sure there's casinos out there.
No, probably not leaving that.
All right.
Can you imagine the four $25 chips? Hey, come on, baby. Four spins. Oh, one down. Two down. Three down. Four down. Okay guys.
It happens.
I'm going
to check in and go to my room. Coach, what do you think it feels like when you put $100 on red and it lands on black or green?
But that's just a one. That's a one bang. The four is like, huh.
No, the four's better.
Would you rather bang four times or bang once?
What? I like a one bang and then get, hey. I'll go with one bang and get the heck out of town. You're still banging. I'm already at the next casino.
No, dude. I'd rather bang four times.
Me too.
More fun to bang four times.
Or do it 10 times.
To me, 4 bangs, that's a slow death.
Oh, you could do 10 bangs.
I like 10 bangs. 10 bucks.
I hit or quit. I go boom. You either do it or you're out. You guys are, that's a slow death. That's a weird way to lose money.
What's the payoff on 25 bucks?
Oh, it's 30 times 35.
35 to 1. God, it's beautiful. God, what a payday.
Yeah, because you just think it's $3,500 if you hit it with $100, yeah. So you just take a fourth
just
of it.
Imagine.
You're a mathematician, Coach.
Just imagine your first steps into a casino in
Vegas.
That's
what I'm saying.
And starting your weekend, and you win $900?
Oh, that's a game changer. That turns into an amazing weekend because you're playing with house money. You're giving dealers money. You're getting random snow cones at a slushy machine.
Except that one time, this hurt. This is stupid. I was with you guys. All of us were all together, but you weren't there when I won the money. But you all somehow magically showed up after I won the money, and I bought shots with my winning. Our buddy Steve, he was shooting craps. I mean, the dude was he was like, what, 20 beers over his limit. Like, he just trashed, sitting there at the craps table, just rolling. I mean, he was laying. He wasn't even sitting down. He had a knee on the floor while he was rolling.
It's what, $5 minimum.
And
probably.
I'm like, oh, gosh, I had a $100 chip in my pocket. I'm like, roll, Steve, what do you think about hitting that hard 10? He's like, do it.
5-5?
Five-five. Put $100 on the hard 10. He freaking hits it.
Boom.
I go eight. I go crazy. Steve is no longer on his knee. We're jumping up and down.
It was your money or his money?
My money. Okay. He was rolling.
Okay.
It was my money, though. And we're jumping up and down. Dude, and out of nowhere, lunch and his
what
cousins.
What is it, 7-1? You won 7,000?
Eight to one. I won 800.
800.
Yeah. And
8,000? What the?
Guys, we have no concept of money.
One thing is, you have no idea how to do math. You guys are math idiots.
Hey, so we roll. Lunchbox rolls up with his cousins and friends and all these people. Like, all right, well, what do? We're going to go freak. We're going to take shots. Dude, Vegas shots aren't cheap.
Oh, no. Eddie bought everybody shots, and he spent like half his money.
It was all my money. I was like, dang, dude. It was one of those things where the next day I'm like, dang, I can't believe I won 800. Where's my money?
Coach!
He got all cocky about buying everybody drinks. It was like, that was a dumb decision. Like, well, what a hit.
There's one $100 chip.
Okay, where's the rest?
No, here, my favorite, one of the things I, first, when I was learning how to play craps, I didn't really know how to play, and I was rolling. And all of a sudden, the table goes crazy. This dude at the other end goes nuts.
Boxcars.
And he comes over and tips me a $100 bill.
What'd you win him?
And I'm like, what in the heck did I just win this dude? He got all the small, all tall, hit them all. He hit all the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 before I rolled a 7. So he won like $1,300.
Dude, that's your game right there. You play that.
I play it every time. Yeah. Tall, every small. Time.
How much you put on that? A dollar or five?
$5. So you put it 15 to win like $1,000.
A dollar? Where are you betting?
No,
so you can bet a dollar to
you
win.
Can bet a, you can bet a dollar on that bet.
To win hundreds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Win hundreds of dollars.
I swear, every table I see in Vegas is like minimum $5.
No. You can.
No, you have to play the minimum, but on top of that, you have
you
to.
Can do other.
Yeah, you can do other bets. Yes. There you go.
You can't just show up there and be like a dollar on the lows.
Yeah, dollar on the hard eight.
You can't do that.
No. I was like my chick. She's like, can we go play that table? It says minimum $25.
Looks fun.
No, not 25. We don't play those minimums. We look for the $1 or the $5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you lose your ass.
So yeah. It's going to be fun. Good weekend. Good luck to my... Hey, but I'll be there for game 6, and when the Bucks are there to close it out, I'll be betting on the Bucks on Saturday night. Get ready.
So you're going to bet on the Bucks 2 in a row, okay?
No. I'm not going to bet... I'm not...
I know, but you're saying... You think the Bucks are going to win it all? Okay. All right.
Yeah, they're going to win. I said before the series, Bucks in 6, so guess what? Let's do it.
Okay.
That'll all right. Be awesome.
Everybody have a great weekend. Sorry we're not doing it tomorrow. Look, I got
to
get mentally prepared
guys,
for Vegas tomorrow.
I wanted to do it.
No, Ray just said
to.
He would do it with you.
No, he said he won't.
Dude, the Monday recap is going to be amazing of your Vegas.
No, yeah, you come in Monday, come and I'll give you a recap on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, Monday okay. Is Memorial Day.
That's why I'm going 3-day weekend.
Memorial Day.
Okay.
Woo!
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Everybody, goodbye.
Thank you.